My name is Joe Laramie. I'm a Jesuit deacon. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm doing studies at Boston College right now. I'll be ordained as a priest in June. I'm going to talk a bit about Ignatian spirituality and how it can be applied to Advent. How can we experience Christ's joy in this very dark and dreary season? Right now in Boston, it is cold, it's dark, we're approaching the shortest day of the year. Now for us, there's sort of this endless preparation for Christmas, or even just for hope in our lives, waiting for Christ to come and be with us. St. Ignatius of Loyola gives us a number of beautiful tools to help deepen our spiritual lives, especially during Advent. For Ignatius, two key words here, sensitize and personalize. And I think in our Roman Catholic tradition, actually these things will come pretty naturally to us because we have a taste of them from the other spiritual practices. Okay, sensitize, the five senses. Okay, in Catholic life, all of us know something about the smells and bells. So especially around Christmas time, it smells like pine needles at church. At the big masses, they may have incense. There's manger scenes. You may have some friends who've been to the Holy Land. So we really like this very tactile connection to our faith. So sensitize and then personalize. So reflecting on how God became human in Jesus for me, not just in a general way. Yes, it's true, God loves everyone. Yes, it's true, Jesus comes to the world to save everyone. All true. But in this prayer, we're going to focus on God's love for me, Christ becoming human for me. And then we turn our sights to this little village in Nazareth. This young woman named Mary. She's probably a teenager. She's engaged to a man named Joseph. And at that time, Jewish girls were probably in their teens when they were married. The guys were maybe a bit older, established in a trade so they could provide for a family. And the father sends the angel Gabriel to visit this young woman, Mary. And we see the angel visiting Mary. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. And Mary pauses for a moment and wonders what kind of greeting this can be. So as Catholics, we love Mary, and well, we should. And we admire Mary, and we see in her so much goodness and power and strength. But also in this passage, just flip open to Luke's gospel, because there's many ominous words in there. Mary is afraid. Mary wonders what this can mean. Mary pauses before she says yes, so she thinks about it. The angel says, we want you to bear Christ, the Son of God. And Mary pauses and thinks about this, prays about this. So sensitize. Let's use our five senses here. What's this setting like? Is it daytime or is it nighttime? Luke's gospel gives us just the very bare details. So we're invited to reflect on this more fully. Is it hot out? Is it cool in the desert? This is a desert town. It can be cool at night. Maybe it's cool. What does the angel look like? Is this an angel with power and light and glory, or a smaller angel, quieter? What's Mary's expression like? Is she happy to see this angel? Is she confused? Is she afraid? What's this house like? Probably pretty small. What does it smell like in the house? Is there anything baking? Is there candles lit? Is it dusty? Sensitize, then personalize. So reflecting on all this, that yes, God does this for all people, and God does this for me in particular, that in sending this angel to Mary and in sending Christ to be Jesus in flesh and Mary, that God's doing this for me because of God's love for me personally, for my family, seeing my sin, my brokenness, my confusion, sensitize and personalize. So as we pray through this, the grace we're asking for is this. Ask for a deep personal knowledge of our Lord who became human for me. A deep personal knowledge of our Lord. And then second, to see Christ more clearly, love him more dearly, and follow him more nearly. So this is the grace Ignatius gives to us and says, pray for this. Pray for this grace. I'll reflect on all this and draw some profit. That's what Ignatius says. So he wants us to think about these things. Also to see what kind of emotions are stirred up in us. Maybe I feel hope. Because if God can do this, God can work a miracle of this magnitude through such simple people, then maybe God can work in my life too. Maybe I feel some kind of sadness, like wanting all of this to be more full, more complete. You know, kind of like waiting for that adoption, but we're still sort of waiting. Maybe I feel some kind of frustration or confusion there. Okay, to be aware of my feelings and then to offer them to God, even to have a spiritual conversation with God or with Mary. So Ignatius calls this a colloquy. We could call it here a spiritual conversation. So that's where I really have a personal, okay, again, personalize this conversation. So don't just tell God sort of what I think God wants to hear. God, you're great. God, you're awesome. God, I love you. Okay, all those things are true. But also tell God what's on my mind and in my heart. God, as I reflect on all this, I feel this. And then tell God about that. Or tell Mary about that. And then even listen for a response. So in this conversation, we're speaking, but we're also listening. Now, God may have a word for us. God may also kind of stir up some memories, perhaps times of gratitude, giving me a kind of hope in his action. Okay, yeah, God, there's been other times when I've been sad and frustrated, and you know, as I reflect on that, I do see that, yeah, you were with me, that you did give me what I needed to get through those times. So Ignatius offers us this contemplation on the incarnation, which in Advent is a especially powerful prayer, I think. Also, this can be used for the steps that come after the Annunciation. So Mary, the visitation, going to see her cousin Elizabeth. The journey to Bethlehem. So Mary and Joseph riding this donkey about 70 miles south to Bethlehem. So the first couple chapters of Luke's Gospel and Matthew's Gospel are just rich with examples here. My advice is take it slow. Maybe one prayer on the Annunciation. Maybe the next day, another prayer on the Visitation. Maybe the next day, a prayer with Joseph. What's Joseph going through? His bride-to-be tells him, I'm pregnant. How did Joseph react when he heard that? So spend some time with Joseph, with Mary. And during Advent, all this is drawing us to the manger. And we want to walk there with the kings, with the shepherds, with the drummer boy, with our hopes and sorrows, with our joys. And we trust that with Ignatius, we can not only know about the incarnation, but even get a real taste of the incarnation using our five senses, and that God wants to work through who we are to speak to us in his Son. A word that is faith, hope, and love in our lives. Thank you, and God bless you. Blessed Advent.